Before we do anything else, I have in here my ruler.
Oh, right.
You see, because when I see the beginning of Downton Abbey, they use a ruler.
Right.
So I thought I'd better bring one, seeing as I'm going to be part of your course.
Well, I'm very impressed. We're not going to be as precise as that, because my concept for creating the perfect Christmas table is involving all the family members, and I want to be unique and a little bit different.
What are the basics we need to know before we start? Number of guests, number of courses, that sort of thing.
Planning is always essential with laying the Christmas table. At Christmas, we're normally elaborate, and it's the most wonderful time of the year. You're going to have a lot more courses than you would normally have, so this will obviously then dictate to how you're going to lay the table. You want to be able to use your very, very best items in your house. So it's a lot of planning and preparation. Colour is key. So it's very nice if you can think of a colour scheme that would work nicely on your table. 2 to 3 colours is my advice.
If you have a round table, it's fine. But if you've got a rectangular table, who normally sits at the head?
Well, tradition is that you'd have your parents sitting at the head of the table, normally the home owners. But again, you could make grandparents. But round tables are beautiful because they're very, very more informal and very sociable. What's really, really nice is that to obviously place name tags on the table positions, and I have a very unique way of displaying that using letters, so there isn't that stampede then of everyone trying to get nearest to the chocolates.
But what happens if you've got people with the same letter?
Oh yes, that can be fun as well. But no, we have, for example, in my own family, I've got myself, Laura, and then my son is Louis, and we actually then write the names on there as well.
Yeah, yes. Do we have drinks before eating?
Oh, always. Aperitifs are definitely key, and they always go around with a little bowl of olives and peanuts and crisps, but it's just trying to control the portion sizes so they're not full before dinner.
So we have a bare table.
Yes.
Shall we get cracking?
Let's get going. Lay a tablecloth. I recommend that, especially if you've got young children like myself, that quite often the table can be marked through day-to-day things. So a beautiful white tablecloth, you can't go wrong. You need to put your placemat down. Then you have your main dinner plate.
So that's a very nice placemat.
Yes.
Is this your mum?
Oh, yes, this is mum.
This looks like a very large snow petal.
It's a beautiful silver sparkly snowflake, because you're not only using a bit of colour, which is silver in this case, but you're also seeing the table through the snowflake. So it gives it a nice Christmassy feel. We're going to have 3 courses here. In this case, I'm having prawn cocktail.
Right. So
now we need to just have our side plate. So this is the basics. Got enough china for your courses. Okay. Then we need to move on to the knives and forks. So there'll be a bit of clinging and clanking there.
Okay, marvellous. And I noticed these have got gold handles, these, haven't
they? Family heirlooms. You see, now this is another thing that Christmas, all your best can come out. Again, you could do very, very unusual things. You could even spray your cutlery. You've got your dinner knife.
Yep.
Dinner fork, your dinner knife. Just take your time. Don't be rushing. Your starter fork and your starter knife.
Can I just interrupt? When you've laid these knives, you very carefully put the blade side next to the plate. Is that something that one should always do?
Oh, yes, that is very important. So the next thing is, then you'd have your butter knife. I always like to put it at a jaunty angle. Then you have your, let's hope we will have pudding Christmas Day. Can't have Christmas without Christmas pudding.
You can't have it without Christmas
pudding. So you've got to have your nice spoon there, haven't you? At the top of the place setting. Also, later on, you may want then have to have a little cake fork and spoon as well later on.
But there's no glasses on here.
Right, so here we go now, the essentials.
Right.
Now, are we having champagne, Peter?
Of course.
Oh, let's have champagne.
So. It's Christmas Day.
Yes. So we have our champagne glass. We have our wine glass.
How about the serviette?
This can be good fun, and you could also get your children involved with this. You can do some unusual things with your serviettes, and then again, placing that underneath your butter knife. But we need to make it more elaborate, because it needs to really, really look spectacular, because this is your Christmas table.
Okay, so
what
have
we need
got?
A Christmas centrepiece. So we've got a normal glass vase. What you can do is fill it to the brim with decorations. What looks really nice is to use cones that children could collect from local woods.
Yep,
to spray them gold. I'm going with the gold colour theme here. Now, with children, obviously candles can be dangerous. People leaning across the table to get their sauces, etc. for their Christmas dinner. The little LED candles can be a nice alternative.
Okay, well, that's excellent. Doesn't that look grand? Who says grace before dinner?
In my family, it's my mother.
Do you serve people full plates, or do they help themselves at the dinner table?
Well, we have a mixture, because I try to encourage the vegetables, so the vegetables tend to always be on the table.
Do you bring the Christmas pudding in alight?
Always. Got to put some brandy on it and set it alight. It is fantastic, and my children always like to turn the lights off and have that excitement of bringing it in.
The Christmas cracker?
Yes.
Do you put the hat on or not?
Oh, always.
Before, during or after dinner?
The second they sit down, the crackers always start.
You know the little thing inside that goes bang?
Yes.
Am I allowed to take that out, because it frightens me?
Oh, I don't believe that for a minute.